Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Tzadi Gimel, Amud Aleph, taking a look at the beginning of the third Mishnah in the 11th Perek of Masechet Zvachim, continuing on with our subject of Kibus Begadim, having to wash out garments that have Dam Chatat, and actually Dam of other Korbanot, as we'll see, Dam Chatat on them. Nitaz Minat Savar Al Habeged. Now, the general rule here is presented at the end of this half of the Mishnah, but we'll read it in order. If the dam came directly from the neck of the animal to the beged, enoton kibus, no requirement. Minakeren meyesod, or if it came off the wall of the mizbeach, either on top or below, enoton kibus. Nishpacho itzba basafor, if it went on the ground and he picked it up and it fell on the beged, enoton kibus, because what's the rule? Enoton kibus eladam shkabal bekli v'ra'uila hazaya. Only dam that came properly into the kli and is fit and not yet has had hazaan. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, Yacholi Taz Minat Savar Ala Beged Yehitam Kibus, Tamalomor Asher Yizeh, meaning that which is going to be put on the Mizbeach. So that's a rule, only Dam that is fit and ready to have Haza'ah. So this takes the other half of the Mishnah, which is, I might think that Dam that was done properly, but it's already done. It's kibus, as opposed to this, it already did its process. Okay, nishpach al haritzpa, so the Mishnah continues, hatulamali, what do we need the end of the Mishnah for? The answer is matam kamar, it's explaining the reason for the halacha. Matam nishpach al haritzpa vasafo ein taun kibus, why if it fell on the floor and you picked it up and collected it, there's no kibus. She'ein ta'un kibus el adam shin kavel b'kli v'ru'i la'hazaya. First of all, it has to be dam that went into the kli and also is fit for hazaya and has not yet had hazaya. Now, ra'u'i la'hazaya, what does that mean? Limute mai, what's being excluded? Limute kibel pachot michtei hazaya b'kli zeh, pachot michtei hazaya b'kli zeh. Exclude a case where you collected the dam in several different kelim and each one has less than kedei hazaah, as the follows. The time of halaftim and shaul omer. Now this is talking about paraduma mechatat kideish pachot mechdei hazaah bechlizeh pachot mechdei hazaah bechlizeh. If you got not enough water to do hazaah in each kli and two different kelim, lo kideish, it doesn't count. So therefore, the same thing. This is not dam that's ra'ui lahazaah because it's not enough. So Ibayalahu Bidam Mahu. But our question is, does that rule about Mechatar apply to Dam? Either Hilchatahi or Hilchata Logamrin, and maybe it's a halacha Moshmi Sinai, and you can't apply it to other things. It's sui generis. Odil Mahata Maitama, perhaps the reason, maybe it's not a halacha Moshmi Sinai, perhaps it's based on a Pasuk. Dichtiv Taval Bamayim, that the Kohen has to put the hyssop into the water. And it says the same thing about a chatat, you have to dip in. Meaning, just like there has to be enough in the kli to dip in and get it. Same thing here, and therefore it applies to dam. Toshma, the amr abizrik amr belazar af bedam lo kideish. The answer is it applies to dam also. Which therefore explains in our Mishnah why it says that, why it says that and we interpret that that's excluding this case. Amarava, Tanya, we have the following brayta explaining the issue of a taval b'dam. V'taval v'lo misapeg, as opposed to sweeping the dam from the sides of the kli. Badam, meaning achihe badam, shiur tefila mikaro. There has to be enough dam in there at the beginning. We'll see what that means. Min hadam means min hadam shiba inyan. What does that mean? We have to need both need badam and taval. If it only said taval, we'd have peach a lake of shiur tefila mikaro. Even if there originally wasn't enough in there. Therefore it says you have to dip into the blood that was there originally. If it only said dam, even if you swept around to get it. Therefore the Torah says v'taval. You have to dip in. It has to be dam that's in the clean, not on the walls. What's that last thing excluding? Excluding extra dam that's left on the finger. Once you dip in, whatever dam you have that's used up, you have to clean it off and dip again. Now, Messiah or Belazar, that point supports for Belazar. Dam or Belazar, Shiraim Shabbat, that's Papsulin. He says leftover dam on the fingers, that's Pasulin. You can't use it. Amar Rav Hinu Rav Hadar Rav Amar Talmid Cha. We have your student Rav said Amar Rav Amram was the Talmid said Tanina Hayama Zevenid Zehaz Amiado. If you were being mazed, and this is talking about when the Paraduma is killed and you do seven Hazaot facing towards Yerushalayim, towards the Makom Mikdash. So let's say you were doing Hazaah and the Hazaah fell, came out of his hand Ad Shelo Hizata Unkibus, and something fell on a Beged. Then if you hadn't yet done Hazaah, you need Kibus. Misha Hiza, ain't town kibus. But after you did it, ain't town kibus. Which seems to contradict Rabbi Lazar and say that the Shiraim still count. Isn't that what it means? That once you're finished doing all the hazaot, you don't need kibus anymore. Lo, hachikamar, to defend Rabbi Lazar. If the hazaah didn't let you leave your hands, then you do. Once it left, ain't town kibus. Now, Eitave Abaye challenged this. What do you do after you finish all seven hazaot? You clean your hands off on the body of the para that's dead. Gamar in lo gamar lo. That's only if you finish, but if you didn't finish, not. Which implies that the shiraim still count. Amale gamar, no, that's not what it means. If you finished all seven, you clean it on the para. Lo gamar mekanechet po. You have to clean your finger off anyways, but you can't do it on the para. After all, the para is going to be burned up. So you put the extra on there. But how do you clean off your fingers beforehand? And Rashi points out, you can't clean your fingers on the par in the middle of the para because you're going to get all this hair and gunk on it. So on the rim of a chalice that's used for dam, that's how you clean it off. And because the Mazrekot are called at the beginning of Ezra when Koresh gives all the Kelim back to Shesh Patzar, they're called Kforei Zahav. In other words, the Mazrekot are like a kaporet that you kind of use the, to cleanse off. Okay, the end of Mishnah Gimel is Nitazala or Achlov Shat Enoton Kibus. If this dam was spilled onto a pelt, but it was still on the animal, no kibus, not a beged. Mishuf shat, but once it was flayed, ta'un kibus, to Rabbi Yehuda says it needs it. Rozomer af mishuf shat, even after it's taken off, it doesn't need it. Eno ta'un kibus ela makom hadam, by the way, when you do kibus, it's only the spot of the dam, not the whole beged. And something that is supposed to be is something that could be makabel tuma, for ulu kibus, and something that could be washed. We'll see what that means. The Mishnah Dala now is Echad HaBeged, Echad HaSak, Echad HaOr. It doesn't matter if it's fabric or sackcloth or if it's leather. Tu'unin Kibus. You need to do Kibus. Va'Kibus Makom Kadosh. It has to be done in the Azara. Ushriar Klicheres Makom Kiddush. And the next mitzvah we're going to deal with, this is part of the overlap of breaking any Klicheres that was used to cook Chatat. Has to be done in the Azara. Rekar Shtifa V'Chinechosh to Makom Kadosh. And also washing out the Kelim, a metal Kelim that were used to prepare chatat, also makom kadosh in the Azara. Zeh chomer chatat b'chatat b'kodshei kodshim. And this rule of having to do the cleansing or the breaking in the Azara is only about chatat, and that's a chumra of chatat over other kodshei kodshim. Now, minhani mili, what's the source of saying that this applies to leather, to a pelt? The Tana Rabbanan, Beged, says he's there, ala Beged, ainli ala Beged, minhani rabot, or shoot me a shuf shot. How do I know to extend it even to a pelt once it's off the animal? Tama lomar, asher yizel, leha techabes, anything that it falls on techabes. Chotu rabbe, or ashalof shot, I might even extend it to a pelt on the animal. Tamadoma beged, therefore the Torah says beged to kind of give us a guidance. It has to have a din of beged. Ma beged ha-ra'ui l'kabel tuma, af kol ha-ra'ui l'kabel tuma. The Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda therefore says, Rabbi Yehuda is the voice of our Mishnah, that it has to be something that could be makabel tuma. While it's on the animal, it can't be makabel tuma. Beged, now Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Says beged, ain li ala beged, mean either a boat sock. How do I know to extend it to other kind of fabrics? Whatever it, I might think to extend it to or. Remember, Rabbi Lazar doesn't. Ma beged davar ha mekabel tuma. I've called davar mekabel tuma. He doesn't say beged that's ra'ui lekabel tuma. It has to be something that right now is mekabel tuma. Remember the pelt, once you flayed it, is not mekabel tuma yet. You have to prepare it. You have to cut it. You have to tan it, to do something. But it's something that could be mekabel tuma if you processed it properly or you decided you're going to leave it as is. But it has to be something that is actually mekabel tuma. So my benayu, what's the difference between them? We have about four different takes. Amar Abaye, first. Matli pchuta mishaloshi kabinayu. He says they would disagree about a tiny little towelette, less than a shear of three. Mandama ra'ui, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says ra'ui lekabel tuma itzehanami ra'ui. Why? Tibay chashiv aleh. He could decide, this is important to me and significant, and it's mekabel tuma. But mandamar devar hamakabel tuma be'alav bat kabulei tuma. But if according to Rabbi Lazar, it's not big enough because right now it's not mekabel tuma. Rav Amar has a different take. Beged shechishev aleha letzura ikabinayu. If you have a garment and you decide you were going to paint it or draw on it or weave or embroider it or something, but you didn't yet do it. It's fit to be mekabel tuma. You could just change your mind and say this beged is now done without the embroidery. Right now, it's not something that's mekabel tuma because right now you had decided that it wasn't finished and you didn't change your mind. Now, this is either Ravina Mar or Ikadami Rav Amar. Either way, it's a different take. If you have a pelt that you decided to cut it up as a rug, because you could change your mind and say, I'm not going to cut it up. It's not mekabel tuma until you actually cut it to size. This brayta supports it. Rabbi Shimon Asi says, if you decided that you wanted to cut this pelt down to be a certain size, it's tahor until you cut it, and then it has a din of a kli. Okay, in the Mishnah we said, ein taun kibus, there's no kibus unless it, except for the specific part of the dam. Tanarabana, what's the source? Yachon tells on miksat beged ye kol beged taun kibus. I might think if it falls on some of the beged, the whole beged needs kibus. Meaning the spot that it hit. The rush with the kabel tuma. What is that? Stomach Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning that's like Rabbi Yehuda who says ra'ui le kabel tuma. Ra'ui le kibus. What's that cutting out? Limute kli de bar gredahu, as opposed to a kli that you don't wash, but rather you sweep it off. That is not ra'ui le kibus, and that doesn't count. Now chala beged v'chala sak. We said it applies also to pelts. Lamemer de or bar kibusus. You're telling me that leather is something that is laundered? Or Amina, we have the following challenge from Hilchot Shabbat, where there's an Isur of Malabain, which is laundering. Haitalav lashlashet, if you had some junk on you, mekanchav esmartut, you clean it off with a dry towel. Haitashal or, but if the garment was or, noten alamay machtichle, you could put water on it till it goes away. Which means it's not called kibus, because leather is not something called that has kibus. Rabbi Elokasha, Rabbanon Hacherim. He says, "Samachlok at Rabbanon Hacherim." The Tanya Habegar Lasak Mechabso. This is about Dam Chatat. Hakliva or Megaro. What do you do with a kli or with leather that has dam on it? You sweep it off. You scrape it off. Hacherim Omerim Habegar Lasak Va or Mechabso. They include leather in that which is laundered. A kli Megaro. That's easy. Now, come on, Azlat Amar of Chia Barashi. Chia Barashi said the following. Simin Sagin Havikaimna Kami to Rav, Shach Shichi Le Masane Bemaya. Many times I was in front of Rav and I would clean off his shoes with water on Shabbos. Come on, Rabbanan. That follows Rabbanan, who said that or is not something that we maunder. And that means, by the way, the Amish is following Acherim, which is a little difficult. Amar Rav, Amika Landamar Orlav Bar Kibusuk. How could anybody say that or is, that leather is not something that you launder? After all, Vaktiva, Bega, Ashtiwa, or Koklia, or Ashertachubas. This is talking about a Beged that got Sarat on it. And it says that Beged, or that you Mechabes, that you launder. So you can't say that. Ela Amar Rava Krama Nitin Barachin. Meaning the Pasuk that we just read, and our Mishnah, which says that or is kibar kibus, is talking about soft leather. Kipligi, the machloket that we have between Acherim and Rabbanan, is bekashin, hard leather. V'ham Rav Chia, and I Rav Chia said, Rav Chia Rashi, Zim Nisagin HaMekayim HaKemin HaRab, Shikhle Mesani B'maya, I would wash Rav's shoes off on Shabbos. So it must have been B'kashin U'Karabanan, must have been hard leather, and L'Karabanan. Hado Amar Rav Ala Milti Damri, then Rav said I was wrong. To Neku, Nemalei the Kra, the Chiktiv and Barachink Tiv, and I'm going to go tell the Pasuk that the Pasuk's only talking about soft leather? Where could have been talking about very hard leather that comes. That comes from, is imported. And you still have to wash it. But he has another explanation. A person's wearing this, wearing these clothes, and he said, since it's sarat's on his body, it softens up the thing because there's so much liquid and pus and whatever you got that it softens up the leather. That's why. So he goes back to the idea of soft leather, but not because the garment is inherently soft, but because it's become soft. But this is the problem that I have with all of it. We have pillows and stuff made out of leather, and that's soft leather. And we said on Shabbos you could put water on them, but that's bar kibus. Any laundering where you don't rub the parts together, it's not called kibus. So you can put water on them, but that doesn't mean that or is not bar kibus. It's just not kibus if you just put water on it. Let's go back to the story about Rav and his shoes. That's only putting it on, but not rubbing them together. So that's easy now. If the shoes were soft leather, that means everybody agrees it's fine. If it's hard shoes, then it's kacherim who say that that or really is bar kibus. And if it's hard, so they would even say so, but nonetheless, without shaking them together, it's not called kibus. So yachi beganami, so why don't you say that a garment also, the only way to call kibus for Shabbat, is if you rub the parts together, and we don't say that. Begat shriatozi kibus, so the answer is when you soak a regular garment in, soaking it is already the kibus. Something hard like leather, you have to rub the pieces together. Rava l'tame, Rava's being consistent, tama rava, zarak suda l'maim, if you throw a garment, a fabric, into the water, chayav. So akpishtamamaim, if you throw flaxseed in the water, chayav. Now we'll have to see what that's about. Bishtamasudar, Avid kibus, you're wandering. Elazar pishtan maitama, why can't you throw flaxseed in water? Because you're making it grow. So why pick flaxseed? Why not pick wheat and barley? So hanach id lahuriru, the answer is those things have some cover on them, so if you throw in the water, they're not going to grow. So if that's the same thing, then same thing should be with the leather. So hatam kavid lisha, because when you put in the flaxseed, it makes lisha. It mixes together. All right, Darsh Rava. Rava taught the following lesson. Mutar l'chabes min alba Shabbat. You can wash a shoe on Shabbos. Our papa l'rav, our chiva asher, zimna tzayin rav, kavina kavina rav, shach shich le misani b'maya. The story again about the student washing Rav's shoes. Shich shuch ina wa kibus lo. He only did shich shuch, rubbing them, but not cleaning them off, but not rubbing them. So hari okay, Rav amor, I'll leave a darsh. So Rava got a loudspeaker to get up and publicly darshan that he was wrong, and he recanted. And he quoted his student Rav Papa saying that the only thing that's mutar is shichshuch, like scraping it off, but not kibus. Okay, a kibus makom kadosh, that you have to take it back into the azara and do the cleaning. Menahani miliyadim no tanabaran chabes makom kadosh. Because it says you have to wash him, akom kadosh. Shrak klicheres minayin. How do you know that the breaking of the klicheres, which is the next pasuk, the answer is uklicheres ashtu v'shabu v'shabu. There's a vav that connects them. Kaushtifam klir echoshe minayin. How about that next halacha? Ve'im echlin echoshe v'shabu v'shabu v'shabu, also connected to the vav. So that rule of makom kadosh now devolves to the next two passages. Okay, then we said zeh chumra chatat. We said this is a chumra of chatat, that the cleansing or breaking process has to happen in the azara. It's a chumra of chatat over other kodshim. V'tu leika, that's the only thing way in which a chatat is more chamor. V'ikar shnichas tamal lifnai v'lifim, that the dam of chatat can go inside the kodesh, no other dam ever goes in. The answer is machatot tachitzoniot. We're talking about outside chatot. Shnichas tamal lifnim sula. But there's another chumra that if dam chatat goes in, it becomes pasul. Yes, it's Rabbi Kiva. Amar kol dam mishnei chasul leichal lachaper psula. Rabbi Kiva's shita, as we saw earlier, was any dam that goes in to the kodesh is pasul. Shekhen l'chapir l'chavei kretot. After all, chatat smachaper on chavei kretot. Pachatat shmiat hakol. Chatat of shuat ha'edut, where it's not a chiyuv kretot, nevertheless there's a chatat. Okay. Shketun arba matanot. After all, chatat needs arba matanot on the mizbeach. Bishmal damar kol damim shetun arba matanot al dar el kurnaot. Bishmal holds all damim are like that. But still, you've got other ways in which chatat is special. The corner of the mizbeach, etzba, the fact that it has to be put on with the fingers, ha'ika chuda, the absolute pinnacle of the corner. The answer is that our Mishnah just picked one of the chumrot of chatat, and indeed, there are quite a number of chumrot of chatat over others, and ours is just an example. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up in the next podcast. Adaf, tzadi dalet, I would bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.